This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can see Iowa City, Iowa from here. I'm not quite there, but I can see it from here. We're actually in Coralville, Iowa. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition, Beat the Hawkeyes edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 21-20 is my prediction that the Bison will, in fact, take out the Hawkeyes tomorrow. Shouldn't say it too loud because there's a few Hawkeye fans here because all the Bison fans are headed south. If you are headed south, look forward to talking about it. We're going to spend some time next hour. Phil Hansen will be here, NDSU Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer. I mean, you don't get much better than that with Phil Hansen. Big time. This Andy Fales dude from WHO-TV, who's the internet sensation every time the Bison play the Iowa teams, I guess he just... Well, Phil Parker and Mark Armstrong on the K-Fire Morning Show said it well earlier. They said they're pretty sure he just wants a job down here. I mean, back home. So down here, he's just trying to get attention, and it kind of works for him. And Todd, we should cue that up because he'll be here at about 10:45, and we want to – well, maybe we should get that going a little earlier. We'll see. You won't believe what he said about us North Dakotans. Fighting words. That's right. The fighting words. So anyway, we have that. In this hour, we're going to chat with someone that spent a little time with Carson Wentz. Last weekend, our friend Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 delivered spa pool table with the NDSU logo, of course, on one, and I think the Philadelphia Eagles logo on another. I don't know, but I would assume so. You could have one of each now. And delivered those out to Philly and spent some time with Carson and his brother. We'll get an update from him about that. Really a neat win for Carson Wentz last weekend. And, of course, we appreciate Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, bringing you what's on your mind each and every week. They are in Minot now in the Marketplace Dollar Store, the old one there. And also in Bismarck in front of Sam's Club and West Fargo next to Spitfire and Grand Forks on South Washington in front of the Grand Cities Mall. So we'll chat with him. But our newsmaker today, Congressman Kevin Cramer, will be here in a couple of minutes, a little impromptu Friday visit. Just to review the week, there are so many moving parts to what's happening with the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. We tried to put that really into two camps, just to try and keep track of everything, and one is the protests. Read the Bismarck Tribune today. I don't often direct listeners to other media sources. Usually we'll just read an article or two, but just look at it from a factual standpoint of trying to follow what's going on with the arrests, with the lawlessness. Every time the issue from the Morton County Department, Danelle Presky puts out this summary of the arrests each day, and I was looking at the most recent one, and, you know, there wasn't one North Dakotan on the list. There was a couple of South Dakotans, but the vast majority are from all over the Fruited Plain. Proving what I've been saying from day one about this thing, this was never about Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline. It was never about water. It was never about any of the things it was purported to be. It is about green extremism. This is the rent-a-protest outfit. And by the way, let me give them a compliment. They're very, very good at it. They're very good at this. They know what they're doing. They bring in the social media, the cameras, the PR agents. Has anybody heard from the owners that have $3.8 billion in the Dakota Access Pipeline? Day after day in the media? No. These are the people that are triaging right now. I mean, they're a big company, but this is a financial nightmare. You shut down a project in the middle of it? I mean... let's put this down to the level that you and I would do. My wife and I are thinking about updating the kitchen. Nothing crazy, you know, keep the cupboards, but new countertops and, you know, maybe a splash here. And, you know, it's things that when you're a husband, you just nod your head and go, yeah, no, great idea. No, oh, perfect. I love it. You know, Todd, you've been there. Manny, someday you'll know what we're talking about. But, you know, yes, dear, right? You go into yes, dear mode, Todd? You ever go into... Yes, dear mode on the.
No, never.
Kitchen. No, doesn't matter. So anyway, so imagine you're redoing your kitchen, right? You decide what to do, and then about halfway through the project, the kitchen police come in and say, you know, I know we told you to go ahead, but you got to stop now. Okay, well, we want to, you know, cook again, prepare meals for our family, right? We want to be able to, you know, have people over. And so how long, kitchen police, before you review everything you needed to review that you already told us you reviewed and was done, how long before you think, well, weeks, not months, we'll get back to you. So that's what's happening to the company on this pipeline right now. And that term is being uttered. Finally got an answer there. Weeks, not months, before they decide. Well, then the question is, decide what? What are we waiting for them to decide? Well, whether we issue that final permit that Julie Fedorchuk yesterday told us from the Public Service Commission. She has a copy of the permit that is the major permit necessary to construct this under the water. But there is one other permit on the shoreline. It's the Corps, right? I mean, it's the federal government. They can't make things simple. There's a few others. So there's another one that's actually a shoreline permit. It is already been approved to be issued. They just haven't physically done it. That's a game right now. That's how they're able to use it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, yesterday on this program, put all our eggs in that basket. Well, Scott, you're about the rule of law, and the rule of law, that permit hasn't been issued. She's right. But it's a joke, and it's no way to run a railroad or a federal government or anything else, and they're using that right now to hold it up. But I'm not of the opinion that that's the only thing they're going to review in weeks, not months. They're talking also about whether or not they need to do a full-blown environmental impact statement, which they previously said, you can do that or you cannot. We're not going to do it because one was done with the border access pipeline. So all the concerns, all the issues have been dealt with very carefully by the Public Service Commission, very carefully by the Army Corps of Engineers, and politics have intervened. Think Dakota Access Pipeline, right? I'm sorry, Keystone Pipeline. Think about all the games that were played there. Now, the only difference there is President Obama and the State Department had the ability to say yes or no. Now, they politicized it. They stopped it. In this case, the Corps said yes, go. The kitchen is ready to remodel. And in the middle of it, they go, wait a minute. So now, for Dakota Access Pipeline, this is the equivalent of their kitchen, you know, being inoperable. There's no countertops. It's a total mess. The appliances are out of there. They're not hooked up. It's a total mess. And they say, well, weeks, not months. And by the way, we're going to decide whether or not we just say, yeah, go ahead and start again, or whether we're going to say, you know what, we shouldn't have given you that permit. We got to do a different kind of thing. So we're going to pull the permits back, and what we're actually going to do is just start from scratch. So just go ahead and leave the kitchen like that, and we'll get back to you in a year or two after we do this broader review of whether or not we should do it. I hope that helps you understand what's going on here. It's insanity, folks. It's absolute insanity. It's not America, and it needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed now. So let's talk about back to the Bismarck Tribune. Read that story. This is, I think, you know, there were some terms thrown around like, oh, you're being confrontational, you're being too strong, why are you doing this? And, you know, when this was called an unlawful protest by Governor Dalrymple and Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley several times on this program, what did we hear? Well, it's terrible. When we actually started asking them to say, well, tell us what's happening. What's going on? As the illegality kept going up another notch, and they kept pushing the envelope on the lawlessness, running rampant. Just check out today's front page of the Bismarck Tribune and see if anyone could disagree with that's what's been happening. I also have several sources that tell me there will be an announcement this afternoon that Congressman Kevin Cramer has something that Congressman Cramer on this program has been talking about. Do you remember when he was here Wednesday in the previous week when he said, I would prefer the Corps issue a permit to Standing Rock so we can have some rules with the encampment? Right now it's just chaos because they're there illegally, and the Corps sort of saying, well, they're there, but we won't kick them off, and, you know, we're not going to issue a permit either. So my sources tell me there will be some rules, and I think that's going to change exactly where they can protest in a free speech zone. I think it's also going to change the requirements. If you need to be there, somebody needs to be responsible for this. who has insurance, who's in charge, what are the rules, what are the consequences if you drop, if you disregard the rules, all of that. That seems to be, makes some sense. I think cooler heads are prevailing here a little bit, but there's still the big thing that is still the great unknown, weeks, not months, to decide whether or not the Corps decides to go to the next level. That, ladies and gentlemen, is chilling. Then they will have succeeded, and ask yourself if you'd ever remodel your kitchen again ever, having gone through a process like that. And that's what Dakota Access is going to ask themselves and anybody else. Anyway, my commentary on today, I want your take on this Dakota Access Pipeline situation. Talking Bison football next hour. Steve Hallstrom covered sports in these parts for 20 years. Andy Rickoff, our What's On Your Mind sports director from the Flag family, going to join us as well to talk a little sports. And, of course, Phil Hansen and that fella. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include partial liquidations of construction and farm equipment at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st, featuring semi-tractors, gravel trailers, gravel screening plants and conveyors, dozers, payloaders, excavators, portable van generators, and farm equipment. All at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st. View all of these items at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. And North Dakota's home for Chevy. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PuckledValleyCity.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Todd, Andy, who? The Hawkeye along here. That was totally Todd who did that. That was totally Todd.
And he did. Well, it was Todd that did that, yeah. It happens a lot around here, doesn't it? What's the deal, Todd? You going?
Actually, that was Dustin who sent it, so blame him.
He's through Bison.
Well, he sent it over and labeled it NDSU fight song.
The access there, fellas. So, yeah.
Can we hear you.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Let me get this out of the way.
Anyway,
you don't like the song? Tell Dustin not to send it and use it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have
Congressman Kramer on the phone. I'm trying to find him. Man, he's talking to him probably, right? Todd, how are you today, by the way?
Lovely. How are you? It's all wet here, but it's going to be dry and nice this weekend.
You can't believe the monsoon we came down in.
It was just
unbelievable. It was like literally pull over, it was so bad. Crazy. I should mention, by the way, we have a pair of tickets courtesy of Choice Financial, and we're getting some great stories on our Facebook page, but I want a few more on the air. Last chance, we're going to give those away top of the next hour, okay? So we'll have a winner for two tickets to Kinnick Stadium tomorrow. What would you do with them? What would you do with a pair of tickets for Bison football? Would you maybe just say, you know, wasn't going to go, but I'm going to go. I was going to clean the garage, to heck with that. Can you imagine picking your son up from school later today, and he thinks he's going to do chores all weekend? You say, you know what? We're packed. We're ready. We're gone. We're headed for Iowa City. We're going to watch NDSU take on a Big Ten opponent. What do you think of that? You like that? Well, tell me a story about what you do with these tickets, the good you do with these tickets to have a little fun. Simple as a phone call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. When you call 800-228-0550, you press extension 1 to leave a message or extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. Live on location today for our special broadcast for the big NDSU game coming up. By the way, I want to thank our fine sponsors because we don't hit the road without the help of our fine sponsors, and they include our friends from Plains Ag. Your local Case IH dealers, Northern Plains Equipment, Border Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc., here to help you maximize your opportunities and manage your day-to-day challenges with revolutionary equipment that fits your farm. From header to spreader, axial flow, industry-leading innovations put higher quality grain in the tank and more profits in your pocket. Visit one of the three Plains Ag locations, Northern Plains Equipment, Border Plains Equipment, West Plains, Inc., today. Find out how their Case IH equipment can help you get the most out of your next harvest. All right. As I mentioned in the first segment, a lot of moving parts to what's happening with the ongoing saga over the lawlessness. In my mind, there's lawlessness from the government directed to the company over operating a pipeline of which we have millions of miles in the country for political reasons, and the lawlessness of an unlawful protest. Yes, there are good folks from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Yes, there are well-meaning protesters. Yes, there are peaceful protesters. But they're a small part, unfortunately, of a larger, very unlawful protest. What do you do about it? Congressman Kevin Kramer is here for an update on the efforts that continue. Thank you, sir. Glad you could join us on a Friday. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Scott. Glad to be back in Bismarck, actually.
First of all, we have just I know you've got to run to something else. Got just a couple of minutes here, but I want to just kind of get a quick update. I'm hearing there's a deal in the works, and something will be announced this afternoon that will do something you've wanted for a while, and that is to issue a permit so that there are some rules for the protest at the encampment. Is that going to happen?
Well, to my understanding, there's an announcement this afternoon regarding the request, the application by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe for a special use permit to provide a camp and a protest site, a free speech zone, so to speak. So whatever the decision is evidently going to be announced this afternoon. Now, when I say decision, that could be any number of things. I mean, it could be grant the application, not grant the application, do some sort of partial granting of the application. There's a number of things that could be part of this, but you're right, and something I've advocated, and I've been pretty much alone on this, is I've always thought that the Corps should, if it's appropriate, find a way to provide a way to put some boundaries around the protest, so to speak, so that there's something to enforce. While you're not allowed on core land without a permit, there's really no enforcement if you're on land without core permit unless the core decides there should be. And so I think since there's been a pending request for a long time, an application for the last 3 or 4 weeks, they should take action on that. And that's my understanding is that there's some sort of an announcement of that this afternoon.
And what would that do? I mean, what does that look like to you?
Sure.
You've said all along what you'd like to have happen. Yeah. What happens? You got some rules, right?
Yeah.
You got some ground rules?
Yeah, that's the first thing. I think it's absent of permit or absent just a rejection of a permit, there's no real enforceable rules. And it's difficult for police, whether it's, county sheriff's department, whether it's state highway patrol or U.S. Marshals, for that matter. And it's hard to enforce something if it's not clearly defined. And I've always felt like there's two things I've felt. I've always felt like a free speech zone situation should always be accommodated whenever possible, because expression is such an important part of our existence and our constitution. And I think Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, as I've said from the beginning, has always had a legitimate question about the location of the pipeline. Now, we can argue that they should have been more involved earlier. We could argue that the process was completely followed. But with regard to this, protest itself, I've always felt like that should be accommodated, if at all possible, to the degree that's safe and appropriate. So I do think some form of a free speech zone is proper and appropriate and clearly defines. The other thing, and I think I heard you, I was listening a little bit before the break, there is sort of a built-in discipline as well to something like that. So in addition to having clearly defined lines, if you will, and boundaries, there's also other things. This is a special event, if you will. That's the type of permit that they've applied for, is an event permit. So whether it's a concert or, a festival of some sort, this is in many ways sort of a festival to them, to the protesters. And so it's an event. And with events comes liability, and with liability comes indemnity. So there are a lot of things like that that I think can be incorporated into some sort of a special use permit.
Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us on our Newsmaker line. We're going to need to take a break here in a second, but I'd like to have you stick around if you don't mind, and also update us on what we know on the timeliness situation related to having to sort of review everything that's already been reviewed. And I think the most important question of Governor Dalrymple, Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, Senators Heitkamp and Hoeven, Congressman Cramer, for that matter, the Public Service Commission members, I think I know the answer, but the people that are the most knowledgeable on this, should this pipeline be built? I mean, are we saying yes or no? Senator Heitkamp could not answer that for us yesterday. I'll ask Kevin Cramer when we come back.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Yeah, turn it up, baby. We'll be here at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow as the Bison win 21-20. Back on What's On Your Mind, we are live. Coralville, Iowa. Thanks to our friends at the Marion Coralville. We're at the Conference Center where tonight they open up the doors at 5. Big pep rally here. President Dean Bresciani will speak at 7. They're going to have a lot of fun. These pep rallies are fun when they're on the road because everybody comes. So look for the Marriott Coralville. We'll be here all weekend long and tomorrow over at Kinnick Stadium as well with special broadcast of the NDSU. Bison taking on a Big Ten opponent. The Bison are 0-2 against these guys, but they haven't played since like the, you know, the 40s or something. It's been a long, long time. So that means absolutely nothing. I'm liking their chances. I really am. I am. So we're going to talk with Landon Leckler next hour from Beach, North Dakota. He is a NDSU Bison. We're going to chat with Phil Hansen, Hall of Famer, Steve Hallstrom, and Andy Rickoff talking about Bison football. And we have a pair of tickets we're still looking to give away. So Choice Financial has given us some sweet seats at Kinnick Stadium. And I have two. Yes, two. If you call us and tell us what you'd do with them. What good would you do with some 11th hour love from Choice Financial, ladies and gentlemen, right before the big game, and just, you know, just go for it. 27 before the top of the hour, give us a call on the 800-228-0550 Beat the Hawkeyes hotline, brought to you from beautiful Coralville, Iowa. Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains Inc. For those who demand more, see your Case IH dealer, Plains Ag, Stanley, Williston, or Minot today. Online at plainsag.com. Check out their inventory of new and used equipment. And also commodity price updates right there, too. Upcoming events, it's neat. Also, Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping you afford life. And Chuck's Sandjacking, providing the best, longest-lasting, and most convenient, effective, patented concrete repair available. They do good work done at our house. Absolutely love them. Congressman Kevin Cramer's here for a few more minutes. I just received a text from the chairman of the board of Choice Financial, Senator Tom Campbell, who says that, by the way, Congressman Cramer is on his way over to an event we're hosting. Don't make him late. So I promise only a couple more minutes here, okay?
I'm a couple blocks from the bank where I'm doing a video conference with all of their banks to talk about ag lending and the farm bill and those kinds of things. So I'm glad Tom's listening.
Absolutely. And by the way, in a couple of minutes we're going to talk to my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Spent a little time hanging out with Carson Wentz, delivering some goods from Hot Springs all the way Bismarck to Philly. That's pretty cool. All the Hot Springs Spa, Pool Table, the whole works. So we'll chat with him about that coming up because he is driving. He's going to give us the road report. Hit the road as a lot of folks are doing right now. And if you are, let us know. All right. So what I wanted to finish on specifically is, well, first of all, the big question, because Senator Heitkamp had a tough time answering this yesterday. Should the pipeline be built?
Well, the pipeline has to be built, and my goodness, it represents over 500,000 barrels of oil per day getting to market. Could you imagine if we had a discussion about whether we should continue to build railroads and grain elevators to move our grain to market so it can feed people around the world, be turned into bread, you know, or flour and bread? Of course we need the pipeline. It has to be built.
All right. It didn't take you long to answer that. Thank you. I don't know why that's hard, but I am really concerned, correct me if I'm wrong, about the financial nightmare this company is going through, and not only this company, any other company looking to invest a similar dollars. And so when you get to this point and then you can't have people even say, yes, get it done, this is wrong, figure it out, what does that say to other companies? What does that say to other infrastructure projects?
Well, I think that's why you're seeing under this president for the last 8 years, it's such a tepid, in fact, the worst economic recovery ever is because of this constant overregulation, executive overreach, continued chaos and uncertainty created by everything from opinions and statements to goofy deal, global deals. The risk of capital flight is very real. And right now, Wall Street is very fragile. I know it's easy to hate Wall Street, but when it comes to multi-billion dollar infrastructure projects, and that includes projects like the FM diversion, that includes projects like the interstate highway system and airports and bridges, water pipelines, major water projects, oil, gas, transmission lines, wind farms, critical infrastructure is shaking right now, and the capital to invest in it is going to flee if we can't handle something as basic as a pipeline that's going to be, carry a national treasure like Bakken crude to the refineries where it can be turned into a usable product and sold.
I hope people hear you. I hope they're hearing you loud and clear. Last question. What is in the works related to this? I understand, am I correct, that the Corps is committed to giving us an answer in weeks, not months, related to this 11th-hour surprise they threw out there on Friday, overriding a federal judge they appointed. So weeks, not months, to decide whether or not, yes, go ahead and proceed or start all over, or what are they deciding?
Well, I think the decision is whether there's going to be a full-blown environmental impact study as opposed to the environmental assessment that's already been done on an area that's already been studied thoroughly because it's a corridor. The corridor was chosen. So I'm not optimistic, Scott. I'm generally optimistic about just about everything. But the fact that they've done this, taken this unprecedented move of, stopping a project and changing the rules at the end of the game causes me to be pessimistic about what they're going to do going forward. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the certainty of a decision, but if the certain decision is you don't get to do this project, or worse, we're not going to allow you to cross rivers anymore, or whatever crazy thing these people come up with. Remember, this is all about acquiescing to left-wing environmental extremists, and no disrespect to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, their issue is a legitimate question, but that's been studied. We're well beyond that at this point. So, it's a chilling, it's literally a chilling situation. So I'll be surprised if they say, yeah, we reviewed it and the Corps was right all along, issue the permit. If that happens, hallelujah. But winter does come to North Dakota every year around this time, so we need a decision quickly.
Appreciate your time today, and you've been great all along through this whole thing, been really the out front person answering questions, and our audience repeatedly says thank you. And, last week and the weeks prior, really a lot of this was focused on the state and trying to get the protests calmed down, and then it shifted because of the decision last week to the, obviously, to the delegation. We've had, Senator Hovind on a couple times this week, Senator Heitkamp once, and you're always so accessible. So thanks, and keep us posted. We'll watch the news this afternoon.
Scott, the other thing we're united on, the federal government created this chaos and these recent decisions, and they have an obligation to help fund, if not provide, law enforcement resources so that we can keep our ranchers and farmers and workers completely safe, not from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, North Dakota citizens who've been wonderful, but rather from these out-of-state interests who have no intention of ever being wonderful.
No kidding. They're thugs. I'll say it again. They're thugs. And Kevin's very right. There are many, 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 many good people. I've not run into one person at Standing Rock Sioux Tribe that has interacted with me that I've seen act the way these people do from everywhere else that have come in and co-opted the situation. So the thugs, the lawlessness, the agitators, as some in law enforcement call them, whatever your term, they're outsiders co-opting the situation and have caused this chaos. It's a bad deal. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty. Bye-bye.
All right, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Kathy in Moorhead. She has a story to maybe persuade us to give her a pair of tickets from Choice Financial to do some good. Kathy, what's on your mind?
Well, I thought if I win the tickets, I'd surprise my husband with them. He's been working out of town for the last 4 weeks. He's home just for the weekend. We talked about going to the game and weren't sure about tickets, so I'm just calling to try to win.
So, like, you would what? When he gets home, or you'd go tell him, or you'd say, hey, surprise, and pack the car and let's go kind of thing? How would you surprise him with these?
Absolutely, I would. They were going, and, you know, we talked about it, but weren't sure about tickets, so we'd just pack the car and go, probably early in the morning.
Have you ever noticed whenever you do that, just like you had no plans to do it, but you do it, it's a great memory?
It is perfect, yes. Surprises, I love surprises.
My wife doesn't like surprises, Kathy. She's you know, my goodness. I call her the surprise wrecker because she sniffs everyone out. It's unbelievable. But, Kathy, hang on a second. We'll put you in the mix here and just keep listening. We're gonna announce the winner before, I want to do it early in the next hour. So stay tuned, okay? Just hang on a second, Manny. We'll get your telephone number so we can call you back. Tony and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tony, take it away.
I was just wondering if you guys think Obama's do you guys think Obama's with the natives against the pipeline, or do you guys think he's against it? Because he went visit Standing Rock last year.
Well, yeah, and I understand, if I recall correctly, the sister of Chairman Dave Archambault actually worked for President Obama. I don't think she does anymore, but that was one of the reasons they were lucky enough to have President Obama visit. I thought that whole visit was really cool. I also liked the fact that there was a lot of follow-up, you know, and that there were connections made after the gathering with some of the younger kids. Those are the conversations I yearn for. You know, when you can talk about a resource of children and their future, and instead we're yelling at each other and, you know, allowing thugs to come in and do $10 million worth of damage to equipment and, you know, put our law enforcement in harm's way. I mean, these thugs are standing in the way of a good dialogue between North Dakotans, right, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, regardless of one's race. As far as Obama's position on the pipeline, you only need to look at the Keystone XL pipeline, so anything he can do to stop it, he's going to do it. He is a green extremist. That's the name of the game. And I don't know whether Standing Rock said, hey, do us a favor here, look into this. He was asked about it at a forum. He said, I haven't been following it, but I will look into it, have my staff do it. And it's after that the announcement came. I don't know, Tony. I don't know. But know this, Barack Obama, unless it's a solar panel, unless it's some, Solyndra that doesn't pay, he's not for fossil fuels. He's been the most antagonistic president towards energy of anybody. It's unbelievable. And he claims credit when the good hard work of North Dakotans pulling oil out of the ground on private lands that he has zero to do with brings up our oil production. So he's a beauty, and I'm glad he's gone in a short little while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Huh?
What do you think? Do you think he's wanting to stop it?
Oh, I think so, because, I mean, he's been out there before, and then I feel like, he probably has some other places to put the pipeline besides the Cannonball.
Well, I'm not sure he's pro-pipeline at all, but appreciate the call, Tony. Thank you very much. Thanks for that. Ray's on the road. Frank in northern Minnesota. What good would you do with a pair of tickets to see the Bison knock off the Hawkeyes this weekend? Back to the Beat the Hawkeyes hotline next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Don Ronsberg from the Department of Homeland Security, discusses the run, hide, fight concept.
Run, hide, fight is if you are confronted with an active shooter, no matter where you're at, run, hide, fight are the choices. So if you can safely get out of that building, then get out. You know where your exits are, where you can quickly get out. If you can't get out of the facility, find a place you can go where you can hide. We recommend knowing where safe rooms are in a facility, and a safe room is any type of a room that has a solid door, whether it's wood or steel, that you can lock it from the inside. You turn the lights off, you turn your phone off, and you wait until law enforcement responds and can let you out. And then as a last resort, you have to fight. You have to survive.
For more information on violence preparedness, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunities.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm going to be anonymous this morning just because I'm just in a hurry, but I'm an American. I like Congressman Clint Cramer, but I'm offended when I've heard him say two or three times this morning talk about free speech zones. This is America. This whole country is a free speech zone, and I don't appreciate coming off with this idea about free speech zones. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. I hear what you're saying and completely agree. This whole country is a free speech zone. I would also say, if you have somebody trying to exploit that like they are through a lot of lawlessness, you say, yeah, you can go there, but you can't go there, and that becomes a free speech zone. So I'm not sure you're far apart with Congressman Kramer on that, but appreciate the point as well. All right, Vince Webker is going to join us in just a moment. We're trying to get him on the phone. Vince is the proprietor of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and he is headed down with a lot of, well, thousands and thousands and thousands of Bison faithful descending on Iowa today, okay, and ready to come on down and take us on. So we said, how about a road report? And we also wanted to find out about his trip to Philadelphia, because the newest customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the one and only Carson Wentz. Vince, how the heck's it going?
Oh, it's awesome. We're driving. We're on our way to Iowa.
Do you see a lot of, like, bison flags and green and gold? A lot of folks on the road already?
No, I see a lot of rain and clouds so far. But, I left the Y this morning, and there's a lot of people even there that we're talking to coming down.
So I understand your newest customer, and you need to turn the radio down there a little bit if you can, so we can hear you and not ourselves. But I understand you returned a couple of days ago from Philadelphia, and the newest customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Carson Wentz, has a delivery of some fun, huh?
Yeah, we delivered some stuff out to Carson. It was Tuesday of this week, and kind of spent the whole day at his place, and we really had a great time. Kind of worked hard, but brought him a hot tub, which every NFL player needs. A little custom made bison pool table and foosball table, and some other games that he can occupy when he's not on the football field.
That is so great. Whoever's riding with you, have them turn the radio down just to hear. Tell them we'll get them the tape, but they're hearing the good stuff anyway. They're hearing you. My question is, what was that like? Right? I mean, you're out there in Philly, and and of course Carson coming off this incredible win, and just describe the scene. What was it like?
It was crazy because my sister lives in Philadelphia, and we went out with her Monday night. And she goes, "You have no idea. This isn't a football team and NFL fans. It's a cult." And so we were listening on the drive out to Carson's on Tuesday morning. We were listening to sports talk radio. And literally every 10 seconds, Carson wins this, Carson wins that. They even have like 5 songs written about him already. And so we got out to this place and really liked the place of North Dakota. And it was kind of surreal, but Carson came home after work, spent some time with us, and I'm telling you, if you didn't know the guy was a quarterback or played it for the Eagles or for the Bison, you wouldn't know he's a football player. He's just one of the guys.
That's really neat. And I think it's awesome too that he walks into your store in Bismarck and picks out a few things and wants a North Dakota business to get the benefit of an opportunity this young man has now to buy a few things like that, which he ought to have. And of course, every day is better in a hot spring spa, so that's a good thing too for him. He gets a little bonus out of that, right?
That's right. I mean, if you I can't even imagine the what you go through on a 3-hour football game as quarterback in the NFL. I just know life beats you down, and everybody needs to relax in a hot tub. And you do get out better than you got in every time. You're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. And we were bugging the heck out of Carson on Tuesday, and it was already hot to get in it that night. We don't know if he did or not. I think he had his sights set on hunting deer already out there in New Jersey. But, we like to think everybody should get in hot water.
I love it. It is great. Folks, stop and see Vince and his team. Why not now in the old Marketplace Dollar Store there? Dan Hammer is working for Vince. You can stop and see him. Of course, Bismarck in front of Sam's Club, next to Spitfire in West Fargo, and also in front of the Grand Cities Mall in Grand Forks for hot spring spas. Great sunrooms, pool tables, patio furniture. You got a lot of sales on patio furniture going right now, right?
That's right. We're trying to clear everything out. Patio season is over. But if you want a great deal on some high-end, and I mean high-end furniture, we're literally blowing it out. We have most of it under a tent in front of the Fargo store, and come in and check that out.
Yeah, really. And I'll tell you, this is not the stuff you buy at big box stores. This is the high-end stuff. We have some in our backyard. It's just great. It really is low maintenance and fantastic. Vince, thanks a bunch. Great story hanging out with Carson. And we'll give him a few weeks in the hot tub and a few more wins, and then look forward to having him join us to talk about that great experience at that hot spring spa. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yep, good talking. Safe driving. If you're headed down, we'd love to hear from you, by the way. Steve Hallstrom and Andy Rickoff are going to join us in a little bit. We're going to talk some more Bison football, more of your calls, questions, and comments as well coming up in the program here. Let me get Frank in northern Minnesota in here just for a quick give me your best sentence on that pipeline nightmare that's going on you want to talk about, Frank.
Well, good morning. Most of our...
Frank, after all that, you got a bad sell spot there. Hang on, we'll get you in. Coming up, don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. Does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.